of the platforms, right? Raised elevations, and we're about to go up the next set of stairs. So, just for station identification. Looking good, small face, okay, good. We have gone up these stairs now. These semicircle stairs.
15.
This is the 15th stair, Sher HaMalach. Yesterday I told you that it was on these stairs that the Levites sang. I saw that somewhere. I wasn't able to find it today. I had a lot of things going on today. But the Rambam clearly says otherwise. But I'm going to tell you why I still think I'm not 100% wrong. The Rambam's going to tell us that the Levites are singing on the next set of stairs, and soon I'll explain to the jurisprudence behind it. Anyway, we go up these stairs, we walk through this door. We've already talked about this area briefly last week. It is called the Ezrat Yisrael. Looks very small here. You can barely see it in this picture here because it's blocked by a very tall wall. It's a large area. That area is where the ordinary Israelites and Levites, hold on to that thought, Israelites and Levites were permitted to go. Past this line of scrimmage, this is called Ezrat Kohanim. If you're a Kohen, you can be here so long as you have business being there. If you have no business being there, that is to say, you have nothing to perform insofar as the avodah, the sherut, the service of the Beit HaMikdash is concerned, you have no right to be here. This is not a place to loiter. You don't just be. If you're here, you're doing something. In this area, the Israelites and the Levites could be here without doing anything. In fact, they would be watching. They would be watching. For example, Yom Kippur, people stood here fasting all day long. And what did they do? They watched. They saw the service of the Kohen Gadol. They watched everything unfold in the Beit HaMikdash. They were elevated and inspired by it. The Rambam says, Mahalech kol Ezras Yisrael b'shava. This entire area, long strip, looks small. It's not. This entire area is all on equal footing. The Ola Mimenu, it is from this area, all of it, not a semicircle, not a small amount or cordoned off section, but from all of it, you go up those stairs, La Ezrat Kohanim, the Maila Gavoya Amma, with a stair that is an Amma high, a very steep stair. That's a steep stair, 18-inch stair. That's a steep stair. The Oleha Duchan, and then we have something called the Duchan, which is another platform, if you will. And that has shalosh malas. That has three. Rum komaila chatzi amma. Vishulcha chatzi amma. So we have now an area which is stepped half. So we have like a large drop. And then we have what you would have to call the regular steps. The steps we've already talked about. And on those regular steps, rum komaila, the height of each step was a half amma. Shilcha, the depth of each step was half amma. Turns out that the Ezrat Kohanim is 2.5 amot higher than the Ezrat Yisrael. How does it 2.5 amot higher? Because first of all, there was a very large step, which you couldn't kind of stumble over. That's a large step. Because we don't want people to accidentally, when the crowd swelled, go over into the Ezrat Kohanim. That's an amma. Then we have three steps, each is half amma. That adds an amma and a half to an amma, that gives us a total of
2.5 amot.
Now the Rambam identifies the steps after having that large step as a duchan. It's kind of like an in-between area. What used to happen on this duchan? The Rambam tells us later in the sixth halacha that on the duchan, which went from Ezrat Yisrael to Ezrat Kohanim, that's where the Leviim would stand and sing. Now the Rambam says this, and it makes a lot of sense what the Rambam is saying, because we learned yesterday that the Rambam said that once you go up the 15 stairs, only then do you reach Ezrat Yisrael. So that means, according to the opinion of the Rambam, these 15 stairs are halachically considered Ezrat Yisrael or Ezrat Nashim. Ezrat Nashim, right? Till you get to the top, you're only on Ezrat Nashim. Ezrat Nashim is not actually part of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Levim, who have to sing and participate in this in the Korban by singing, how could they be in the Ezras Nashim? Then they wouldn't be in the Beis HaMikdash proper. The little problem is that Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi seems to indicate that the steps going up from Ezrat Kohanim were already part of Ezrat Kohanim. Ezrat Kohanim. The Rambam says, the Rashi says, once you went that big steep step, you're already in Ezrat Kohanim. And here's the problem, and I'm not sure about this. So if somebody out there is watching and is smarter and knows better than me, please correct me. I think that the Rambam's opinion is that these steps here, the steps going up, are still Ezrat Yisrael. Who then would have the right to be there? The Levites. But if we ought to say that those stairs are actually Ezrat Kohanim. Ezrat Kohanim is only for Kohanim. Just because Levites share a kindred tribe doesn't mean they're allowed to go on those stairs. So I'm taking a little bit of a leap here, it's a little bit of brevity, and I don't know if I'm right, but I'm thinking perhaps it is possible that my memory, somehow lodged in my memory, that there were Levites singing on the Shir HaMalot. Perhaps that could be the case, because if we are to say that these stairs are actually no longer Ezrat Nashim, but once you start to go up, you're already in Ezrat Yisrael, it would make sense Levites could sing here.
Yeah.
And if we are to say that these steps are already Ezrat Kohanim, then Levites can't be here. But the Rambam is of the opinion that Ezrat Kohanim does not begin until after the steps. Therefore, the steps would be, according to the Rambam, only Ezrat Yisrael. If so, the Levites would be standing there. Now, the interesting thing is that the Kohanim would come down onto these stairs to bless the Jewish people. And what that means is, according to the Rambam, the Kohanim who were blessing the Jewish people by saying Birchat Kohanim, that would actually not be considered part of the Avodah, because it wasn't in the Ezrat Kohanim. It was a daily mitzvah. They did it in the Beit HaMikdash, but it was not actually part of the Avodah, because the Avodah had to take place in the actual area of Ezrat Kohanim. I want to make a disclaimer. I'm not 100% sure of anything I just told you. I think that this is the case. I don't know if anybody knows with certainty. We have these different shittas. We have different opinions here. We're trying to, you know, we're kind of like shooting in the dark here. This is nobody's been to the Beis HaMikdash in over 1950 years. Nobody's seen it in that long. It certainly seems from the Rambam that the Dukhan is not part of the actual Ezrat Kohanim. It's pretty clear from Rashi that says that the Ezrat Kohanim was one Amah higher than the Ezrat Yisrael. The Rambam says that clearly in Masechet Yoma on page 16, that Ezrat Kohanim is one Amma higher, then Rashi is clearly of the opinion that those stairs belong to Ezras Kohanim. Because one step higher, that first step, was a full Amma. And according to Rashi, Ezrat Kohanim is one Amma higher. So according to Rashi, it would have to say that those stairs are already Ezrat Kohanim, in which case the Levites would really have no place being there.
Right. But the cupboards over there, you got a cupboard on both sides and they belong to the
cupboards of what you see here are offices that we learned about.
No, in the corner. You got two corners where they held the knives. The knives are
strong. We're going to get to that later. This is what happens down on the bottom from the Ezrat Yisrael, in from Ezrat Nashim in the wall. There are two more chambers on either side over here. Actually, one of these chambers is where they kept the musical instruments, which would be very easy. If you kept the musical instruments here, you take them straight out onto the stairs. Here you'd have to take them out, go up the stairs, and go onto the actual Dukhan. At any rate, this is my limited, perhaps wrong, I don't know, understanding of Halacha Gimel, the third Halacha of the sixth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Tomorrow, with Hashem's help, we will go forward and learn about the Ezrat Kohanim, which is in Halacha Dalet.
Where were those steps, right? In that?